We don't name things after facilities after people.
Good morning. While we're getting set up.
Personal name. Once you start, that'll be a disaster. But other than that.
Excuse me.
After a certain number of years, you get a building named after you. 24. Gives you something to competition, something to strive for.
While we're getting set up, I was asked to come here today to bring you up to date on where we are on some of our library services, and in specifically on the Greenwood Library. As you know, we try to address the needs of the citizens of Sussex County. We have looked at the facilities needs in the South Coastal area and in the Milton area, and so it is now time for us to look at Greenwood. Our current building was constructed in 1988. This was the front of the building. You can go to the next slide. That one? Okay. This was approximately 1,980 square feet. It was an Anacoke home shell that was then converted to and made into library services when it was constructed. It was certainly better than our trailer that we had there, and Mr. Cole's familiar with that since we had one at Bethany Beach as well. And then in 1998, we added on the back, which is the far part of that side, we added another about 1,920 square feet, which gave us a slightly larger meeting room and gave us some additional space for collection and seating. However, when you go inside, you will see this is our circulation desk. We don't have a large area, and it can get crowded at that area as well. Across the front is our children's area, and if you notice the young people that are sitting at that table, when they're sitting there, the books behind them are then effectively blocked from ease of access to the public. Further down that wall, there's the one computer, but then there's the small computer for the children. This is an early learning station designed specifically for preschool and early elementary, the lower elementary grades, with software that is specifically designed for children. It's educational. But again, you see that blocks complete access to that collection. And those computers are busy much of the time. We move into the meeting room, and you will see that we have, it doesn't take long for it to get crowded. This is a children's program, and they're trying to make room for all of the children who have come for story time that day. And this is an adult and family program. And again, it doesn't take much for the room to get filled. So it's constantly, the library is constantly busy. Our circulation last year, we circulated over 105,000 items out of that tiny building, with more than 54,000 people entering that building throughout the year. We have 3,000 registered borrowers. That was of June 30th. That's a little misleading, because that means those are the people who walked in the door in Greenwood and got a library card. Anyone in the state of Delaware who has a public library card can use this library. So it's only indicative of the people who actually walked in and registered there. Last year, we held 268 programs with an attendance of more than 4,000 people. A number of these programs had to be held elsewhere. We make great use of the VFW, because anything over 15 or 20, we're we're overfilled in that room. And so we go to the VFW, and they will have programs 100. And so they're filling that room as well. Computer use is very, very heavy. Over 15,000 people used our computers in that building last year, and they have 9 public access computers. So it's a very, very busy library, and we have seen what we need. We did, in 2006, the state provided a library consultant who met with the staff and the public to draft a building program to address our current and future building needs. Their recommendation in their building program came up with about 14,000 square feet, more or less. In 2009, the county executed a new lease with the town of Greenwood, which extended to cover that entire property so that we could allow for library expansion. It's a 25-year lease with a renewal option, and it's $10 a year. This year, we have received $250,000 in state library construction funds through the bond bill that will allow us to start this process. The county has matched it with $250,000, and this will allow us to have a consultant to come in, get our design, and begin to move forward with the project. I had to go into the state library, and the state library is recommending $1,550,000 for 2012 in construction to actually construct the expanded building. We will need to, of course, match the funds, and the Friends are working to raise the funds. However, one of the problems that the Friends run into is it's very hard for them to go out either to the general public or certainly to the foundations and say, we need more money for a larger building, and certainly we can show a need, but they want to see what it is we're going to build. So we really need to have a design for them to move forward. Our proposed construction timeline is this year to design and get to the construction documents, then to advertise for bids, to have our construction beginning. We had anticipated all of this in the fall and go to a December 2012 ribbon cutting. The Department of State has come back to me and would like us to move this a little bit on the faster track so that we could actually break ground in June of 2011. This would put us in the fast track and would put us in a priority to be in the bond bill. So that's for 2012. So that's where we are. We're looking to work with the engineering department, with the consultant. They have had Studio Jade under contract for the last few years, and Studio Jade was the group that did both South Coastal and finished up the Milton, the second floor of the Milton Library. So this is to bring you up to date. The additional sheets that I have given you on the handout you received was just a list of the October events that are scheduled for the Greenwood Library. And you can see they have a wide variety from the do-it-yourself to computer classes for kindergartners to story times to book discussions to, if you go down to October the 21st, Read to the Dogs. It's where they bring in especially trained dogs who sit and let the children read to them. It's a non-threatening way to let the children practice reading. And it's done in a number of libraries, and it is done here in Greenwood as well. The last item I have given you is the coupon for the fundraising night that the Friends are doing at the Texas Roadhouse in Seaford. They will get 10% of the food purchases with this coupon. So we encourage you and any of you to go and help support the Friends of the Library. They have done a number of fundraisers like this, not just here, but with IHOP and with Tamborelli's, who's across the street from the library. So they're doing the small things to get some fundraising, but we need to move forward on the design and get the building that these people need to be able to adequately serve the users who come through the doors. So I thank you very much. Questions?
How much money does the Friends of Libraries have? Did you say?
I do not know exactly how much. It's a very small amount. It's probably less than $10,000 at this point, but they've done it just simply by doing fundraisings of this sort. They participate in the Big Saturday. I think they raised about $2,500 at the Big Saturday. So I haven't heard how much they have totally in their treasury, but they've been doing this for several years, as we've talked about, and as they have recognized the need for a larger facility. And you know, they want to do what they can to raise the money, but the foundations need the design and need to show some local support. I also know the foundations are giving less than they have been, just because of the economy. But they are still giving to library projects.
Mr. Baker?
Yes, yes, thank you. One of the questions we have is regarding how to approach this if we move forward, if the council would like to move forward with the design for a new building. We have used Studio Jade for the last 3 or 4 years. They are a Wilmington firm. And they've done good work for us. However, another option would be, if you'd like, we could go through the professional services process, and especially and look for another architect again. And we could do that, go through that process, and pick another architect to work on this project. But in order to do that, we need to do it relatively soon because, you know, as Mrs. Fitzgerald noted, we have a time constriction with the state. They would like to include this in the fiscal 2012 budget for construction. And as Mrs. Fitzgerald noted, the state has set aside this year $250,000 to match the county's $250,000 towards the cost, which would go towards the cost of design, and whatever's left would go towards construction.
Well, I'd recommend we, with the competition out there and a lot of people needing work, I think we ought to maybe go for a new bid and see what's out there through that. And then you'll have to relocate, right, like we did at Bethany?
Yes.
For the time period?
Yes.
Is there a suitable spot to relocate up there?
Finley
Jones's junkyard?
I don't know. we would have to be looking at. I think we've sort of looked around. I don't know that we've identified, but certainly the engineering department would put their man on the scene and
make a
concerted effort now to
start identifying a spot
to find identify that spot. But yes.
And the only other thing is a computer use was 15,000 logons or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is one man did over 10,000.
I don't think so.
Don't mention his name.
I don't think so.
I think he's in the back of the room.
I don't think so.
Okay.
They have those computers are filled.
Then that's just a rumor. Good.
It was, they were full last night when I walked in that library.
Yeah, I know they get a lot of use.
It's a busy place.
Yep.
If there are no other comments, it would sound like a consensus is that you should maybe take a look through the professional service process as to the most beneficial designer.
Okay.
And I know in kind of keeping with this new approach for your engineering department, any value engineering opportunities as we go through this process would be welcomed.
Sure.
Do you have a motion?
And we can't do it in-house.
The design? No. It's a little more complicated. It's architecture, and we don't have a registered architect on staff.
Would it be cheaper to hire one?
Somebody got a motion?
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the county library and engineering departments to begin the professional services process to attain an architect for the construction of the Greenwood Library.
Second.
I'll entertain that motion.
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to move forward with the design of the Greenwood Library, as read by Mr. Baker. Any further discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
I ask you a question while you're right up here.
Sure.
Have you ever had any conversation, any of the independent libraries about wanting to be county libraries?
We have over the years, off and on.
It would look like to me, independent libraries, they lose a lot of money because the county pays everything for everybody else. Why wouldn't they get the same thing?
They like their independence.
Suppose they don't want it.
I think if a library did not want it, we'd reconvene a conversation.
Okay. Just.
Over the years, different ones have asked and then have backed off on it. But I think there are some who, again, may be more interested.
So, I would think they would be.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. It would expand county government. It would bring on more county employees and more benefits. I'm just saying it would be more cost associated.
Then we're going to spend that money at South Coastal for a library and not in Laurel or Dagsboro or where the library is.
Or Lewis.
How can we justify we pay everything for three of them and a whole lot less for 11 of them?
Because
certainly is not equity.
They're the three county libraries, because the other towns have had their own libraries for many, many years, and it was...
But if they walk in the door and want us to take them over, how can you say, well, we couldn't do that because we...
Well, you'd have to think about it. I don't think there's any rule out there, Mike, that says we automatically have to take them over. Mm-mm. Right? Mm-mm. That's what I say. But I'm just saying, if you do take these over, you start taking one, you'll end up taking them all, and you will see, again, a major expansion of county government.
Or we could decrease county government.
In what way?
I'd get rid of those three.
You got my vote on that one.
Well, you could do that too, right? that's another option, right?
Thank you. Yep.
Yeah.
Wouldn't get a vote for that on this side.
Moving on. That's for another day. We have a public hearing at 11 a.m. I'll turn it over to Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is